The platypus. What an amazing creation.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's book, A is for Adam. Ken, you've told me before that the platypus from your homeland of Australia is one of your favorite evidences for creation. How so?
Well, this fascinating little animal only lives down under, and yet people all over the world are intrigued by it. You know, the platypus was first discovered in 1797 and was sent to England, where British scientists thought it was a fraud stitched together by Chinese taxidermists. You see, the platypus is an animal with a bill like a duck and a beaver-like tail. It has hair like a bear, web feet like an otter, claws like a reptile, lays eggs like a turtle, and has spurs like a rooster and poison like a snake. You can see why scientists first thought it was a fraud. But the platypus is a real problem for the evolutionists. You see, they believe animals have evolved into other animals over millions of years. So the question is, now, which animal did the platypus evolve from? It would have to be just about everything. I think that every time an evolutionist looks at the platypus, I believe God must smile. Maybe he created it just for them.
Ken Ham and our other researchers and speakers have written booklets on the topic of the age of the Earth. It's an important question, for if the Earth is only a few thousand years old, it's impossible for molecules to man evolution to have occurred. For some fascinating reading, get our booklets through our radio website, answersradio.com. They're free at answersradio.com.